engaging, thorough, cutting edge with essential information, unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here with detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND news team. WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, The Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to the September edition of Bird's Eye View. Things have looked a little bit different since the last time we were on air, but I can assure you, Bib will continue to work to bring you all the latest news. I'm Maritza Navarro-Lopez. I'm the News and Sports Operations Director.
I'm Katrina Peterson, the News Director.
And I'm Anna Marie Schutt, the Bird's Eye View Producer.
How are you ladies doing this fine morning?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be back. Really excited for this show.
I'm doing great. It's so nice to be back in studio. I'm ready to press play on our eSports Bird's Eye View.
Absolutely. Well, let's not waste any more time. This month, we are talking about all things eSports. We spoke to coaches, students, and we even took a look at other schools to discuss their programs.
Yeah, and we're going to start off with some general information about what eSports is, then we'll talk about what recruitment looks like for varsity eSports at ISU, then we'll hear about what goes into actually playing at this level, we'll also talk a bit about how the gaming industry is growing, then we'll hear about our neighbor, Illinois Wesleyan's team, and finally what eSports looks like at the high school level. We're going to take a quick break right now, but you'll want to stick around so you don't miss any of these topics. You're listening to 103.3 WZND Bird's Eye View.
The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bird's Eye View. We're first starting out with a general overview of the eSports program at ISU. News and Sports reporter Carter Getty spoke to graduate assistant Jack Blahnik on how the eSports program at ISU has impacted his career.
Esports is one of the fastest growing industries in the world today, and that is no mystery. The Entertainment Software Association states that the gaming market is expected to be worth over $90 billion by the end of 2020. Competitive and non-competitive gaming events are allowing students on college campuses to get out of their dorms and to get involved in something that they enjoy. Gaming is a global affair, and ISU is emerging as one of the schools who is leading the charge. With multiple teams at various skill levels, as well as a newly implemented game design major and minor, Illinois State is setting the standard for the future. Graduate assistant Jack Blahnik wasn't too sure where his future would take him, but level one began with joining the League of Legends team at ISU.
I remember the very first time I walked onto campus, my stomach just dropped because I didn't know what I was doing in college at all. But one of the first things I did once Festival ISU came around was find the League of Legends club and sign up to play on a team. And that was kind of my first exposure to Redbird Esports and gaming at ISU.
Blahnik is one of three graduate assistants in the country to be a part of an esports program. Being that esports is now gaining momentum, he is grateful for the opportunities that it has given him. His RSO leader from the League of Legends team gave him the key to unlock a potential career.
It's new as it is, and I've only been able to get that opportunity because of the doors that have been opened for me by people here at ISU. And I reflect on this almost daily. The fact that I'm doing what I'm doing is absolutely crazy. I mean, this is every little kid's dream, a career, a job in the video game industry. I mean, how cool is that?
ISU Esports continues to grow rapidly and now has thousands of players across the campus. With so many students wanting to get involved, the Bowling and Billiard Center Activity Room has been identified as the new home for esports at Illinois State. This room has over 20 computers and is home to 17 varsity players. They are planning to open the room to any and all students, but as of right now, due to the pandemic, only players are allowed to reserve time. The esports program will also create educational opportunities for students who may be considering careers in the gaming industry. One of these opportunities has been coined as ISU's Creative Technologies Program, which has majors and minors in game design. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Carter Getty.
Thank you, Carter. That was a great overview of the program and Mr. Blahnik's experience here at ISU. So the new vault facility is actually located at the Student Fitness Center on the second floor, but there were some articles last year that mentioned the Bowling and Billiard Center. But I want to say it looks really nice. It has nice black and red details, really comfy looking chairs. So if you're able to look it up, definitely check it out online.
And I love that the Vault actually plans to open up to casual gamers sometime in the future. And I think it's an amazing opportunity for gamers who maybe don't have the funds for the technology and really get a chance to change their gaming experience. Not only that, but it does bring gamers together into a really cool designed place.
Yeah, and did you know that over 70% of gamers play with a friend by playing against each other or working cooperatively in a team? Games such as World of Warcraft open up these virtual worlds and communities that extend far beyond the computer screen. I know Discord and the gaming community are very close-knit, and games usually lead to many other conversations like career goals, family, and interests.
Obviously, to create an esports community, there will be a need for new players, and our very own Mitch Guads will be discussing what that process looks like and where these players come from.
Typically, when you think of college athletes and how they got on their team, you tend to look back at their high school highlights. You look at whether or not they got a scholarship or even a possible walk-on via a tryout. Kids from all over the country come together at different universities to make up their teams. And when it comes to esports here at ISU, those athletes are no different. With 2,300 esport athletes and counting, Illinois State's esports head coach David Kirk touches on how the recruiting process works.
We do recruit nationally, so we're looking for the best. We're not just recruiting on campus. We're really looking for the best players around the country to come and represent us. For example, we had folks come from Texas. We had folks come from Tennessee this past year, Indiana this past year, to compete on one of the three teams that we have, which is really great.
Although esports and competitive gaming have been around for quite a while, esports has been growing in popularity immensely in the past several years. But it's not just the typical games you might think of, such as Fortnite, Halo, or even sports games like NBA 2K or Madden NFL. With esports popularity growing, so are the gaming opportunities and options. Esports graduate assistant Jack Blahnik talks about what kind of games are involved in collegiate esports.
We're finding that, you know, people have a wide variety of interests in gaming. It's not just your big esport titles. It's something even like Minecraft or anime is now a part of us, or Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon Go. I mean, really any gaming and nerd culture, they now want to be a part of a gaming experience here at ISU, and that's really what we're building now in our program.
A common misconception about esports is that it only involves gaming. However, participants in esports programs also gain skills through their involvement, like leadership, problem-solving, and strategic thinking. In fact, the esports program even has live broadcasts for their matches, creating even more involvement opportunities for students. Tryouts were remote at the beginning of the semester, but more tryouts will be coming in the spring. For more information, visit illinoisstate.edu. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Mitchell Guads.
Thank you, Mitch. What a great piece. I have to say, I had no idea that players would not only be recruited for a varsity esports team, but recruited from all over the country, and I think that's awesome. There's so much more that goes into esports than I ever knew, and it's really just like any other sport.
Absolutely. And during one of our interviews with Coach Jared Rakowskis, he actually made a really cool comparison. And he said to think about talking to an esports player the way you talk to a track athlete, where when you ask a track athlete what event they play, in this case, you would ask an esports player what games and teams they are a part of with their own individual coaches.
The ISU esports recruitment caters to your time and your ability. I know my boyfriend Jacob has a strong belief that video games will always be leisure for him, and the recruitment team pointed out to him a direction of being a shoutcaster, somebody who actually calls the games. And he has considerable knowledge about the games, but he doesn't really want to play at that higher level. So I thought it was nice that they catered to that.
Absolutely, and I think that's awesome. Quite honestly, I really thought the only way we would recruit would be locally or waiting for students to join. And I figured we would recruit in-state, but nationally, at such a competitive level, I absolutely think that that is amazing, and I am honestly just wowed. But make sure you stick around after the break to hear more about the strategies that go into esports. You're listening to 103.3 WZND.
More Bird's Eye View is here now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
You're listening to The Bird's Eye View, talking about esports. Now that we recapped what esports looks like at ISU and the recruitment process, we can plug into what the gaming experience looks like for a student.
We're going to hear again from David Kirk, who is actually the esports program director as well as the head coach. He explained that he is not an expert in all of the games, so he does have high-level student players who serve as head coach of each varsity game to bridge that gap for them.
Absolutely. Our reporter Joe Kennedy will be taking a closer look to what it takes to prepare for a game and the skills needed to succeed in the industry.
The path to becoming a professional esports gamer is not an easy task, as it can be very challenging and very few people make it there. Unlike the average gamer at home, professionals travel around the world competing in tournaments. These tournaments have cash prizes that have reached up to $34 million. At Illinois State, players won't get a chance to win money, but they train and compete daily against other universities. ISU's head coach David Kirk explains how the team prepares for a match.
Pre-game and game day looks different depending on the game, but a lot of it is just preparation. You know, we're scouting the other team, what their favorite compositions are, or the champions that they play, or, you know, the different strategies that they employ, and then how we're going to counter those strategies.
When dealing with those strategies, you must have your microphone on and ready to communicate. In competitive esports, one wrong call-out could cost you millions of dollars or even the national championship. Redbird Esports CSGO coach Michael Lehman explains the difference between communicating in a tournament and communicating in a casual game.
The biggest difference, I think, between playing in a team opposed to playing with friends or individually, is the communication is a lot better with a team, because, you know, you spent time playing together and making sure that everything is going the way that you all planned it out, and because of that, you're able to communicate a lot more effectively.
If you find yourself stuck in your room playing video games, Coach Kirk says that the esports club team is a good way to socialize while doing that. Esports has 12 competitive teams, including Overwatch, League of Legends, and CSGO. League of Legends is a multiplayer online battle arena video game developed and published by Riot Games. Riot Games acquired Hypixel Studios in April 2020, which they had been investing for in the past 18 months to help them publish Hytale, which is a free world video game. Also in April, Riot announced plans to establish a Singapore office later in the year. Riot Games Singapore is to support Riot's existing titles and will have a major focus on developing the company's newer titles. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Joe Kennedy.
Thank you, Joe Kennedy. That piece was next level. I think the game industry is pushing gamers to become more creative and communicative. There are usually championships both at the regional and global level. These stream championships are why the esports market is expected to grow in revenue, which one study projected esports to reach $1.6 billion in the U.S. in 2023.
Wow, that's honestly pretty crazy. But communication definitely seems like the key or a really big part of esports. And I think another cool aspect of esports is meeting people from all over or keeping in touch with people. Like, I know my boyfriend Jake has friends he met through gaming in like New York or Indiana. He keeps in touch with someone who moved to Texas. So I think the social aspect of it is really great.
Absolutely. And now we're going to take a quick shift into talking about game design. Our very own Joey Dwyer took a look at the challenges gaming industries are facing as media services and games continue to converge.
Over the past 20 years, video games have risen to new heights in both the United States and abroad. Whether it is mainstays in the industry like Riot Games' League of Legends, or newcomers like Activision's Call of Duty Warzone.
Welcome to the Gulag.
This form of entertainment has reached mainstream status. This boom in the industry has left a ripple effect across different platforms of media.
Recently, the gaming industry has become, I guess, so big that it involves other media, like, or let's say other fields like streaming, Twitch streamers, YouTube streamers. A lot of gamers are now, they are watching a streamer as they are playing a game.
Dr. Sergeant Shengun of ISU's Wan Soo Kim College of Fine Arts mentioned streaming, where one of these players streams themselves playing online to audiences across the globe. While this may seem like an odd activity to someone outside the gaming community, streaming itself has become a multi-billion dollar industry. According to the Washington Post, over 59% of Americans ages 14 to 21 have watched a video game stream. And according to Shengun, this has changed the way games are being developed.
Obviously, the industry is kind of moving that way. because now if you want to make a game, you have to think about, can my game be streamed? Can it be and uploaded to YouTube? And then obviously all these gaming communities that might form around your game becomes a part of your ecosystem.
As the atmosphere around gaming and game designs continue to evolve, education has to evolve as well. Game design students here at Illinois State have experienced that evolution firsthand. Director of the ISU Creative Technologies Program, Dr. Aaron Pellucci, has started a partnership with the School of Information Technology to create a more well-rounded program.
We're building a partnership with the School of Information Technology, where they have a bunch of serious student programmers, and where we go into game engines, they go into raw coding, and building a bridge there is going to help us really flesh out the development side of things.
Faculty here at ISU has not only noticed the shift in the gaming world, but has begun to implement those changes into their curriculum. Between the game design program and the budding esports team, ISU has definitely become a hotspot for gaming. For 103.3 WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Joey Dinger.
The Arts Technology Program not only changed its name, but its curriculum, where students can experiment with their passions. There are now two creative technology sequences students can choose from, a game design and an interdisciplinary technologies. The program has a partnership with esports.
Mm-hmm. And that partnership is really great, I think, because there could be some students who are really interested in how the games they love are designed and created, so this could be a great path for them to take if they might not want to play forever, but they still want to really be involved with the gaming industry.
Absolutely, and I love how esports at ISU is not only bringing gamers together, but opening doors for other students as well. And now we're going to take another quick break, but make sure you stick around and listen to what other schools are doing in their programs. You're listening to 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Bird's Eye View. Illinois State University is actually the first public university in Illinois to launch a varsity program. While ISU has just launched the eSports varsity program, our neighbor, Illinois Wesleyan University, has found much success in theirs.
Next, we have WZND's Haley Schreffler's piece, and she actually talked to Callum Fletcher, who was the first ever varsity head coach at Illinois Wesleyan. So let's take a listen and see how they compare to ISU's program.
Illinois Wesleyan is currently ranked number 5 nationally for their esports programs. They have field teams in League of Legends, Rocket League, Overwatch, Fortnite, and Super Smash Bros. The program is based on a skill level tier with a varsity, JV, and academy team. Wesleyan's director of esports, Callum Fletcher, explains their tryout process.
We evaluate the skill level a variety of ways. We'll do interviews. You might work with a coach ahead of time before coming here. There might be a tryout once you are here. And then we also take the opportunity during recruitment to allow students to be able to play with other students on teams that they potentially could be joining. And so I think one of the requirements for Jackson here when he was trying out and potentially coming to play for us was he wanted to play with some of the players on the team before he committed, just so that he understood what kind of atmosphere there was, who he was potentially coming to play with.
Despite COVID-19, IWU's esports teams will still be competing. The team says they are being proactive and are focused on keeping their students safe. Callum Fletcher has more on their safety practices.
We are very proactive in keeping our players safe. It's ultimately my number one priority, and I've expressed that to the students pretty often. So as far as safety precautions go, everyone inside the facility has to wear a mask at all times, to the point where they're not even allowed to drink water inside the facility. They have to go outside to drink. There's no food, obviously, allowed as well in the same term. So outside of wearing a mask, we encourage social distancing and enforce social distancing throughout the state. And then we have plexiglass set up between every single computer in the back of this facility. Going beyond that, we've also provided each student with a storage bin, which enables them to keep their stuff here but not leave it exposed to the elements, right? So that after each time they're done playing, they've got to put stuff in their storage bin in order to be able to keep it here.
More information about IWU's esports program is available on their website at iwu.edu/esports. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Haley Schreffler.
Well, ISU just unveiled the Vault program. Wesleyan actually has two standalone facilities with over 50 computers. The facilities also offer a competition room, broadcast studio, conference room, and two lounges.
Wesleyan has definitely expanded their facilities, and they look just as amazing. And I know our program hopes to grow and create a new facility while keeping the vault as an additional lab for gamers to use. I definitely think this will be key to recruit new players and catching the attention of younger players.
Yeah, and that actually brings us to our next topic, which is taking a look at what high school esports looks like. Our very own Jack Rao talked to the head of the Unit 5 esports program.
Coronavirus has drastically changed the world of sports, putting events on hold and canceling seasons altogether. But the modern-day ingenuity of esports allows gamers to keep doing what they love with the same drive. Argue about whether video games is a sport all you want, but if passion is a criterion, the members of Unit 5 Esports have got it all. Coach Jared Rakowskis happily talked about what Unit 5 Esports is all about.
Someone's like, I play track. And they're like, oh, okay. The next question is, well, what events do you play? Like, what events are you in? And so esports is a lot like that, where each title is its own event. We offer the major games titles. So we play everything from League of Legends to Overwatch to Smash Brothers to, we just picked up Valorant. We have varsity coaches for all those. We have a good core group of coaches, which is probably why the program's done so well. It started 2 years ago, and we started out just at Normal West with 8 kids, and we grew it to 75 plus, and now we're just Unit 5 esports. We encompass now the whole entire district.
While it's more difficult for teams to meet in person to practice nowadays, most esport players already have the resources to continue playing from the comfort of their own homes. After conducting tryouts for Overwatch and Rocket League, it's clear that momentum for esports is still climbing.
A lot of these kids that do esports already are into video games. They know how to meet up online with groups. They know how to share screens. They already have cameras, how to turn mics on and off, like the stuff that we have to teach kids, like your mic's on, turn it off. And just like those etiquettes, the online etiquettes, the esport kids are way ahead. Yeah. And of course, we're 21st century world now. And lo and behold, we have to go online and do stuff digitally. And those kids definitely had to step up. I mean, when more people watch League of Legends Open, it's the second most watched theme behind like the World Cup and maybe the Super Bowl. And that's 4 times a year. And it's still growing. Overall, esports is now 3rd or 4th. It's going to surpass the National Hockey League this year.
Rakowskis hopes to return to in-person competition soon to keep seeing students do what they love. For WZND, I'm Jack Grau.
I think with COVID creating new realities, escaping to alternate ones virtually is going to become the norm. In April of this year, gaming was up 73% over the last year, the same month. Also, computer parts were in a shortage because more and more people are building gaming PCs. The industry and the technology is making gaming a player in the career world as well. Just look at the new creative tech program at ISU.
Absolutely, and I think people really do not understand how big esports is becoming. Earlier, Coach Rakowski actually explained how before, when things were in person at the Unit 5 district, they would actually have students lined up to play esports with other students, and it's definitely a growing field, and more people need to keep an eye out.
Yeah, I agree, and I think the more I learn about this, the more interesting it gets, and I think more people will be open to trying it out as it continues to grow, especially because I think there is maybe this sort of like stigma, you know, with like esports and like gaming, but with this whole industry growing and people like realizing that it really is just like another sport and a lot of people are playing it anyway, like why not do it competitively, especially if you're really good at it?
Especially when universities like ISU and Wesleyan and I'm sure multiple others have these facilities that provide you the opportunity to use these state-of-the-art computers, state-of-the-art technology, and really getting to meet other people. And I kind of love that aspect of these arenas where not only are you playing a game that you enjoy and, you know, instead of being in your room alone, you're actually meeting other people that have the same interest in you. And now all of a sudden you have a good and supportive community in this and you're doing something you love while making new friends. And I think that's just an amazing aspect. And more people really need to not get on board, but like realize the level that esports is bringing to these universities.
And I think like the whole technology and online etiquette that was mentioned before is really cool and important also, because although it's like games, like you're learning a lot, like communication wise and learning how to use all of the different technology that goes into it. And that's really cool because a lot of kids who aren't doing it probably don't really learn that.
Absolutely. And earlier we actually heard from someone talking about how communication in a game with your friends is different than communication in a game in a tournament, because you can get frustrated with your friends, but when you're in a tournament or in a matchup, you need to be able to effectively communicate and let your team members know what's going on. So I don't know. I'm really interested in, and doing this show really made me have a different interest in esports, and I'm kind of just wowed by everything that we listened to and, and everyone we spoke to. It was amazing.
Me too. So I think that's going to wrap up this month's edition of Bird's Eye View. So be sure to tune in at the end of October for our next show, which will be a preview to local and national elections. Thank you for listening to Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
That's it for this month's edition of the Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find the Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.